If y'all didn't see what took place in Chicago, check out these clips from the riots slash protests, as leftists will call them, that happened in the city.
Now we got a person shot.
Move to Chicago, everybody. It's a great place to raise a family. This is what America is all about. The opportunity to be able to thrive in the big city, the windy city, home to the Chicago Cubs. Yes, this is the place to go. Interestingly, Brandon Johnson, the newly elected mayor of Chicago, stated that he would not condemn the use because they have not been given opportunity. And then leftists earlier in the week reviled at the fact that Walmart had decided to close 4 stores in the Chicago area because they weren't producing any profits. Let me get this straight. You don't want to condemn these actions by said people, and yet you want to invite more investment in the city to give such your constituents opportunities. Yet you fail to enforce the law. You let violent criminals go scot-free, which only incentivizes them to continue to commit acts of violence and shoplift. When people don't have a disincentive, it's very easy to predict the actions that they're going to take. So yet you demand that corporations pay more taxes, the new mayor of Chicago says. He wants to tax more people and give them this environment to live in. Yeah, that's not really gonna work out very well for you. Everything that Democrats and progressive touch turns to shit. That's just a fact. It is a cancerous ideology that is invading this nation and subverting it from within, and Russia and China are going to defeat the United States without firing a shot. It is straight up Machiavellian. It is Lao Tzu. It is beautiful warfare from their standpoint. Unfortunately for America, we're going downhill. And lastly, to all of you people that claim that Elon Musk, that Twitter, and all the clips that you're seeing are racist, and they're only featuring one color of skin, I completely agree. It is pure and vile racism. I guarantee you that the camera angles intentionally are not capturing the Orthodox Jews that are participating in this riot. And it is only because of racism that this isn't more apparent. White supremacy in action. And yet, somehow, this does not happen in red states. But this is all that you're going to go to. Racism, racism, racism. It's a sad state of affairs for America and for Chicago. And the truth is that the Windy City is going to be blown off of the face of the map as taxpayers, real taxpayers, and businesses leave, despite being implored by Brandon Johnson to provide opportunities for these youths who are clearly very well behaved and responding to the incentives that Democrats give them. They are going to leave a wake of exhaust and a smokescreen in the face of those unfortunate enough to have to remain in this progressive utopian town.